taking Valentine's Day to celebrate the heart. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Valentine's Day Radiothon.
Powered by Community Choice Credit Union, benefiting the American Heart Association.
On Star 102.5.
That. And we, of course, want to share some more of Jamie Pollard now. Jamie Pollard, Iowa State Athletic Director, has been kind enough to share his story. We've had to split it up into three different parts. The first part, he told us about his heart attack in 2015, being over in the Unidome, watching his daughters run track, and wasn't feeling well. He said, described it as a toothache gone bad, is how he felt. Before he knew it, he was...
Right, tremendous heartburn. And then, he ended up in the hospital. And, this is a guy, as he, accounted, has always known his levels. He's tracked this. He's had some family history. He's been on top of it. And despite, being very aware, and it still landed him in the hospital.
He had just had a checkup a couple of months earlier.
Right.
Was told his odds of having a heart attack were very, very low.
Right.
Found out the hard way that they weren't. Impossible. He actually had it. And now he's going to share with us a little bit about why he supports the American Heart Association, how he's living now. And here's Jamie Pollard on Star 102.5.
What does the American Heart Association mean to you then? Because, clearly to come on, be so vulnerable, share your story. Why?
Well, first of all, just statistically, one out of every two females and one out of every three males are going to have most likely a heart incident in their life and will die from that heart incident. And so you'll look around this studio right now and there's three
of us.
That's
not good.
Okay.
No.
The good thing for you guys is one of us three already had it.
Oh,
okay?
That's true.
So you're already in the best odds.
Thank and, you very much.
And for you, there's not another female in here, so you got a 50% chance.
It's
not you.
Not great.
Right? So let's get two more females in here and help your odds. But when you think of it like that, you just go, oh my gosh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's very, very common. You pick up the obituaries every night and look in them and, you can almost do a person when you see a male that's 48 to 53 and it says died suddenly. I'll guarantee you what it was.
Yeah. Right.
So,
right.
So the frequency. Okay. Number two is it may be one of the only diseases in this world that we actually, can cure. You can do things to help eliminate your risk.
Right.
Okay. And, I'm a lot more keenly aware of them today than I was back then. I've had numerous people say to me, heck, why should I work out? You worked out all the time and it didn't stop you from having a heart attack. And if my doctor was here, he would tell you that the fact that I was working out is the main reason I'm still here to tell the story.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Activity, exercise.
Yeah.
It's, not everybody's going to be able to go and run a half marathon or a marathon, but you can walk. There's just movement. Because movement helps with so much of the other issues that help trigger heart attacks,
right.
Okay? And I would be lying if I sat here and said, well, I had this great epiphany and now I have this wonderful diet, and my family would say, liar, liar. The joke in our family is Jamie Pollard has more special occasions than anybody known to mankind. I think I've used up every special occasion I could ever have. But what I've taken from it, because I was one that I loved to eat. I love sweets. I was the guy that when you went to a conference and, they put the donuts out there for Jamie Pollard.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And I've taken an approach more of just moderation. Are there some things I try to avoid? Yeah, I know like baked goods and things like that. Cookies tend to give me heartburn. Doesn't mean I still don't get it. But I really try to have moderation. And then the third piece, and that's a piece I never really spent any time thinking about, but I think about it a ton now, and that is the impact of stress, okay? And, people would say, oh, you got a really stressful job. It has nothing to do with what your job is. My job's no more stressful than a lot of people's jobs. It's how you deal with stress.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think I would have just as much stress if I was a Walmart greeter,
right.
Because I'm about as anal AAA as they come. And so, but being aware of stress and just being sensitive to when it's happening. And I love this example because we can all relate. So I would say you're driving down a four-lane road. There's two lanes on your side. You come up to the stoplight. Nobody's in the left-hand lane, and the person in front of you stops in the right-hand lane. Instead of turning right, they're going straight, and you're trying to take a right-hand turn.
Yeah.
And it, I would be like, oh, I can't believe you. You're an idiot.
Right.
You know, what are you doing?
Yes.
You know, I got to get there 10 seconds from now. You know, and now I find myself still thinking they're an idiot, but I kind of just go, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Take some deep breaths.
Yeah. I mean, I won't get there in 20 seconds. Yeah. It's going to be just fine. But it was things like that because I now have a better sense of what stress does. So so here's that kind of, I don't know if metaphor is the right word, analogy, whatever that is. 50-year-old house. Think of a 50-year-old house, and now let's go to your bathroom sink where you brush your teeth, comb your hair, shave, and think for 50 years what's in those pipes.
Right.
Oh,
I mean, it wouldn't take much to put a coat hanger down there and pull out just
all kinds of stuff.
Gum, right? That's our arteries.
Right.
We've been doing it for 50 years, right? Secondly, hereditary. So what if the plumber that built your house put in cheap plumbing?
Yeah.
Or really thin pipes?
Yes.
Okay. So then there's probably more likely chance that you're going to have blockage in those pipes, right?
Yep.
And then thirdly is what happens if there's stress on those pipes? Something pushes up against it. Something causes them to. And, you know, when you think of what stress does, stress, no different as like an athlete is, you know, you sprain your ankle or you do something to one of your ligaments, you pop ibuprofen and you try to get the swelling to go down. You know, as that swelling happens to your arteries that maybe because you've got bad hereditary aren't the greatest arteries and you're 50 years old and you've put a lot of gook in your body, it doesn't take long to figure out, wow, I can see how things go wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
And so helping spread the word just to people is a huge part. I mean, American Heart Association does great things in raising money for the technology part of open heart surgery and heart prevention or heart disease prevention. But also the programming they do to create awareness that everybody's vulnerable to this or knows somebody that's vulnerable to it, but it's so correctable through exercise, moderation, and awareness.
Jamie Pollard, Iowa State Athletic Director. Of course, he himself knows exactly what it's like to have heart problems, and he's been sharing his great story with us. Thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Taking Valentine's Day to celebrate the heart. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Valentine's Day Radiothon.
Powered by Community Choice Credit Union, benefiting the American Heart Association.
On Star 102.5.